Thank you for joining me today. Let's read our passage in Luke 2 and dive into the details. Yesterday, I gave you some background on these verses and set the context for all that we're going to discover about God in Christ. We needed the context because we're starting more than halfway through Luke chapter 2 at verse 39, which is where I now begin the reading. Hear now God's word to you in Luke 2, verses 39 through 52. When they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee to their own city of Nazareth. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan and went a day's journey, and they began looking for Jesus among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. Then after 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard Jesus were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And Jesus said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" But they did not understand the statement which Jesus had made to them. And Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth. And Jesus continued in subjection to them. And his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. That's Luke 2, verses 39 through 52. And that is quite a remarkable text of Scripture. But so that we do not become overwhelmed by it, I want us to keep one big question always in front of us. And the question is this: what does Jesus teach us about God? What does Jesus teach us about God? I have several answers in these 14 verses in Luke 2. Jesus is going to give us several instructions, and today we come immediately to the first of these. In this text, Jesus teaches us that although sometimes God does not speak, God is always active. Let me give that to you again, and don't worry, I'll repeat this throughout our lesson. In this text, Jesus teaches us that although sometimes God does not speak, God is always active. Now, how is it that I draw this lesson out of these verses in Luke 2 that I have just read for us? Let me explain. And to do so, I want to talk about the element of time. Time. In a sense, timing is everything. If you were with us last week, then hopefully you remember we talked about the intertestamental period. This is the long stretch of time between the prophecy of Malachi and the birth of Christ in Matthew. And the gap between Malachi and Matthew, as I have said, was 400 plus years, four centuries. And in this period, God did not speak. He did not give any divine revelation. In fact, some people call this period of time the silent years. The silent years. What we find in the Old Testament is God spoke directly to the patriarchs, then through the priests, then for a period of time through the kings. Think, for example, of King David. And finally, in the Old Testament, to the prophets, of which Malachi was one. And when the New Testament opens, we meet John the Baptist. Now, I'm not going to say too much about him here, because we're going to get to John later. But when we consider John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way for Jesus, we can think of him as the last of the Old Testament prophets. God was certainly not silent from the beginning of time, Genesis chapter 1, all the way through Malachi chapter 4. And then again, God speaks to John the Baptist as the New Testament begins. And again, our Father in heaven speaks all the way through the New Testament, from Matthew to the revelation of Jesus Christ. His word is recorded for us in the Bible. But what does God have to say during the 400 plus years, the four centuries between the Testaments? In terms of giving divine revelation, nothing. So we have these silent years. And then let's take a look at how quiet God appears to be when we get into our passage that I've read for us. And to see the silence, let's follow the timeline of Jesus' earthly life that Luke gives us. At the point in time when Joseph and Mary, the earthly parents of Jesus, take him to Jerusalem for the Passover in verses 41 through 42, Jesus is 12 years old. Jesus is 12. We saw that last time. This is Luke 2, verse 42. When he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And between the time of his birth and this age of 12, Jesus says nothing. From the age of the moment he was born until the age of 12, so a period of 12 years, Jesus said nothing that is recorded in the Bible. Nothing. Jesus, who is God in human flesh, does not speak to us. Listen again to John chapter 2 and verse 40. The child continued to grow and become strong, increasing in wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. That is a summary of the first 12 years of Jesus' life. Yes, in just one verse, Luke condenses 12 years. But notice that Luke does not quote anything Jesus has said, anything Jesus has spoken during this 12-year period. Now, someone might ask, do you think Jesus was speaking, it's just that it was not recorded in the Bible? And the answer to this is most definitely yes. Of course the boy Jesus spoke. I'm certain he said many extraordinary things in his family and community life. In fact, just imagine knowing Jesus in his boyhood. He's the only perfect child to ever live. He never sins. He never does anything wrong. He is truly boy and truly God at the same exact time. Think about what it would be like to be his human parents, Joseph and Mary, his younger brothers and sisters, his playmates, his friends. Oh, when I think of this, it brings a great big smile to my face. Just close your eyes for a moment when it is safe to close them this day and use your imagination on the young man Jesus. Picture the perfect boy growing up in Nazareth. Isn't the silence of Jesus surprising to learn? God has sent his one and only Son into the world after being silent for 400 plus years, and yet Jesus says not one single word that is recorded in the Bible from the time he was born until at age 12 he goes to Jerusalem, and in Luke 2, verse 49, Jesus says, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?" Finally, Jesus speaks. Finally, God speaks. However, here is another intriguing fact on the life of Christ. After he says these words in Luke chapter 2, verse 49, Jesus does not speak again for an additional 18 years. In the Bible, there are no recorded words of Christ from the age of 12 to the age of 30. There are 18 more long years of silence. So that, in the first 30 years of Jesus' life in the flesh, he speaks two sentences that are preserved by God in the Bible. Two sentences. That's it. Verses 51 to 52 of Luke chapter 2 summarize the next 18 years of Jesus' life. Luke writes, "And Jesus went down with them, his parents, and came to Nazareth, and Jesus continued in subjection to them." Now verse 52, "And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." That is chapter 2 of Luke, verses 51 through 52. So again, let me make sure you understand this. From Jesus' birth to his first words recorded in the Bible is a period of 12 years. Then there is another period of 18 years until Jesus speaks again, as he arrives from Galilee at the Jordan River to be baptized by John the Baptist. When we do the math, we realize that from the ages of birth to 30, Jesus speaks once. Only once. I do not know about you, but I find this, well, I really do not have a word for it, so I'll go with exceptional. This prompts the question, why? Why did God not speak between Malachi and Matthew, and why did Jesus not speak but only once from birth to age 30? And honestly, I believe the answer to this is only God knows. This is one of the great mysteries of who God is. As is so very often the case, God does not explain himself here. No reasons are given. He simply says what he says, and then he says nothing. And would we like him to give us some reasons? Why, yes, we would. But he does not. And so we must come to terms with this. Only God knows. Can you live with that? However, herein is a lesson for us. In this text, Jesus teaches us that although sometimes God does not speak, God is always active. That is, just because we have no recorded words of Jesus in the first 30 years of his human life, that does not mean that God was not on the move in some dramatic and transformative ways. These verses before us will uncover the acts of the Holy One, again, not by what is said, but by what is done. And so, that is the first lesson we draw from Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52. There are others, but let's start at the top and work our way down through them. That's the way this ministry is structured, one day's Bible teaching building on the other until we comprehend the Word of God. It will be most advantageous to you if you will sit down when you get a few moments of peace and quiet today and read for yourself Luke chapter 2, verses 39 through 52. As you do, watch for the silence. And remember that verses 40 and 52 summarize the first 30 years of Jesus' life, minus this trip to Jerusalem in verses 41 to 51, and the single statement by our Lord in verse 49. I recommend you highlight verses 40, 49, and 52 in Luke 2. That's verses 40, 49, and 52 in Luke chapter 2. Get those underlined in your Bible. And I hope you'll be back tomorrow and every day thereafter as together we continue to discover who God is.